Whether it's the Mar-a-Lago raid or the Unselect Committee hoax, the perfect Georgia phone call, it was absolutely perfect, or the Stormy Horseface Daniels extortion plot, they're all sick, and it's fake news. Our enemies are desperate to stop us because they know that we are the only ones who can stop them, and they know it very strongly. And they're looking at the polls where not me, but we are up by so much. They can't even believe it. We won twice, and now we've got to win a third time. They know that we can defeat them. They know that we will defeat them. But they're not coming after me. They're coming after you. I'm just standing in their way, and I always will stand in their way. Thank you very much.
I was just asked when's the last time. Recently, I was asked when's the last time I laughed so hard. And I honestly couldn't remember. Maybe it was seeing my boy Donnell Rawlins over at the comedy club. This clip of Trump, phew! Is this how it's going to be for the next year? Is this what we're getting? Are we getting a savvy, experienced Trump that has figured out what the people want to hear? Dude, I can't. I mean, this clip is unbelievable. Is this what's coming? Guys, gonna, you know, I saw. I can't stop laughing. I mean, this guy is so much gold, right? And if somebody that's outside the country and he's like, man, what the fuck are you laughing at? The president, fucking shit. That's what your country is to change. I get it, man. I'm registered to vote years ago. I said, I'm done with all this shit. I'll talk about it. Oh my God, dude, this is so good. This is good shit. This is funny ass shit, bro. When Trump doubles down, like he, you know, I think if you're a petty person, and I definitely have some pettiness in me, I am laughing. I'm so sorry. Because like Trump, he is going ham. He is gonna go in on. I mean, I just see this coming. Like, this is coming right now. Trump was last week saying that, hey, he was so smart. Like, he is. Kanye, I think, is the most brilliant marketer we have. And I say that because he knows what gets the attention of the world. And it's controversy. And it's not so much controversy that you do, but is things that you say that are not conventional to the status that you have. Right? There's a lot of things I don't agree with Kanye, but I respect his ability to talk openly and be free. And in some conversations, you hear him, and he makes sense. In other conversations, you're saying to yourself, okay, this guy is trolling. And when I hear Donald Trump, a lot of times, I feel that he's doing the same thing. I think you hear him sometimes, he makes sense. And other times, he goes down Bettyville. I think this whole podcast is going to be me laughing. Because I can't keep it together. You know how those things, you have those bloopers of actors? And fucking news anchors in their life, and they just lose their shit. Like, I can't. I'm gonna play this clip again. I mean, this is unbelievable.
Or the Stormy Horseface Daniels extortion plot.
Dude, I don't know what's wrong with me, man. I really don't know. This is fucking great. And look, and I'm sorry to liberals. I'm sorry to liberals. I'm so sorry. This is not funny. I know. This is not funny. You know, I just tend to be I tend to be a guy that I try to see the humor in life. I try to see the more of it humor. I'm so sorry. I'm going to get fired. There's going to be somebody that listens to this and it's going to be like, look, you have your fucking guy saying this shit. Look, I'm not saying if this is what's coming down the pipeline. And Chris Rock just recently came out with a comedy show. They were asking him about this whole thing. I'm all over the place. I'm sorry. So last week, okay, let me backtrack here. So last week, Trump sent out a memo to everyone saying, hey, FY, I got the news from my little birdie that I'm going to be arrested next week. I want to be laughing this whole podcast. I'll go fuck now. And he said, hey, world. Hey, Twitter world. Well, you know, him, it's truth. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, dude. I have issues. I'm retarded. Like my daughter says, you goofy. I'm like, yeah, I'm definitely goofy. So he goes on and says, hey, guys, heads up. Next week, they're going to come after me and arrest me. He lets the whole world know, like, hey, just a heads up, guys. You would think you keep that undercover, but he's like, no, we're going to tell everyone so that my base can get riled up, you know, so that... Fuck storming the Capitol. Like, we're going to do it again. He's like, yo, I don't give a fuck. That's what he's saying. I'm like, dude. So he says that, right? And of course, that gets the media and social media channels going. And, you know, you start hearing... from celebrities that say, hey, hey, like Chris Rock, he said, if you arrest Trump, like he's gonna be big. Like that's like Tupac when he got arrested. His record sales went up. Like that's exactly what's gonna happen. Like if you don't see that, like this whole push by his enemies to get him arrested. It's like, dude, what are you thinking? Like, do you know what's... Like, that's like, you know, Donald Trump's fan base, it's like a abused shelter dog, like a rescue dog that you get, and then you go into the shelter, and they're telling you, you know Foxy over there? Yeah, you don't want to... He looks cute, but you don't want to fuck with Foxy over there. You give him a look, you try to chop your ear off. You know? Like, it's that kind of energy. You know, that's the fan base of Trump, man. You can't tell them anything, man. They'll fucking stab a motherfucker for that man. So, I like watching the shit show from afar because it gets them. When you let that rock Foxy out under the cage with the general population, like, fucking chaos is going to happen. I mean, it really is. And we have a whole fucking year, a year and a half of this. I'm not high. I'm not drunk. I'm not. I am. That clip is on fire right now. The way he's looking, he's so like, yeah, these motherfuckers are trying to come at me. But you know what? We got them. We got him. He's like, fuck that horse face bitch. Oh, my fucking God, dude. Oh, my fucking God. I haven't, dude. This is nuts. I mean, this is nuts, man. This is, you gotta enjoy the shit show. But, you know, we live in a first world problems. You know, we never have to worry about a country invading us. Good fucking luck, right? Yeah, some nuclear shit can happen, right? But, oh my God. Dude, I haven't laughed this hard for this long. Like, this is nonstop. And I'm laughing by myself. But, oh my God, let me see if I can. All right. I'm trying. This is going to be the most fucked up podcast. I don't even know. I'm sorry, guys. Yeah. All right. Oh my God, dude. So what in the world is going to happen here? He went at DeSantis, and it's true. The polls are showing that Trump, like, people, the problem with Biden, you can argue his policies, but I think is the fact that he's not looking competent at all. And I think the combination of his competency, when you see him talking for an extended period of time, in addition to what the economy is doing. And I had a friend of mine send me a link for a documentary explaining the current financial meltdown and the economics that are going on in the world. And basically what we're having is that, based on some policies that were implemented back in 08 after the meltdown, you're seeing what we're seeing now, which is an imagination amount of money or value out there that's really not there. And now the federal government, because when they try to work in tandem with the banking industry, because the banking industry is the lifeblood of our free marketplace, capitalism. I mean, people need to borrow money to invest in stuff, and people need money to create ideas. And sometimes the banks are the ones, and in a lot of cases, the banks are the ones that have the money. So the documentary talked about that. It talked about how the federal government does these things to help the banking industry, to say, hey, we need you guys, so here's a wad of cash. Here are some zero interest loans and shit like that. And the banking goes, well, thanks, federal government, but we're going to take care of ourselves. Whether it's by investing in the same shit the government invested, the things that they're not supposed to do with their money, they go ahead and do it because they're a private entity. So because of the expectation of federal government giving these perks and this money to the banking industry, or the financial industry, Wall Street, thinking they're going to do the right thing, they never do. And when I watched that documentary, half hour into it, I was just texting my buddy. I said, listen, this is why cryptocurrency is here to stay. Like, it's not going to go anywhere, because that was the basis of it, right? And so when you have these policies going back to Trump and Biden, and Biden feeling the effects of those policies that were implemented a long time ago, and obviously the consumer confidence and all these different things that are rearing their ugly heads in these times, is that it's not showing a lot of confidence in the people. And I think that it just makes Trump's fan base even more vigilant, even more. They're just the type that are going to be adamant about him being back in office, and nothing is going to stop them until he's back in office. And I understand that. I truly do. I think for whatever reason, the economy, the perception in America is that Trump is able to fix the economy. And I don't disagree. I mean, I don't disagree, because he is untouchable in a way. Like, I think in a way he's a made guy, self-made guy. And granted, he doesn't align with, you know, being like pro women at times, or, you know, being, can have racist undertones, so on and so forth. I think at the end, he tries to do the right thing, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was hearing, you know, the conversation of making America great again. And I was like, okay, what does that mean? You know, for some people, it means, like, you know, like I was hearing this actor saying, okay, when was America great for black people? So when you say make America great, who are you making America great for, right? And then other people are saying, look, we just want to make America great where we put country first. We put God, you know, put back religion. All the things that I remember growing up on
up until the, you know, mid-2000s when shit just got really fruity, you know? And I guess that's kind of what they're shooting for. So, I mean, it'll be an interesting, and I'll drop a nugget here and there on my thoughts on Trump, but I think he's sounding the alarm already. I mean, he really is. So I'm just going to be sitting back, as you can see, laughing at the shit show, because my life's not going to change. I'm still going to be working, whether it's my job or another one. I'm still going to have bills to pay. I'm still going to, like, life is still going to go on, whatever happens on the federal level in government. That's it. Classic and upkeep, spreading that thing like Bobby.